Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears broadcasting from a very wet Bucyrus, Ohio. The streets of Bucyrus, Ohio. They always said we should be doing the show in the streets, and this year we are. It is the 59th annual Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, and we are under a thin mail of mist on this Friday morning. Joined here by Matt Morgan on this Friday morning. Matt, how are you? 59th annual Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival.
I'm doing pretty well. I'm watching this spider do whatever it's doing, but other than that, I'm having a good day. I like spiders. Spiders are pretty cool.
We started broadcasting from this festival in 2018. This is, I guess, would be our eighth year, although I believe there was a year we didn't do it because of COVID, so probably our seventh year of broadcast. I believe the festival was canceled in 2020, like most other things. But here we are. There is not a person in sight. It is raining here in Bucyrus, although not bad right now. All of us have wet rear ends and wet other things because the chairs were wet. Everything was wet. But we are here set up across from Wendy's in front of the Bratwurst Festival office.
Yes, I went and grabbed myself a chair, but I did not sit down. As a matter of fact, my chair is just laying on the ground right now, hoping that I can get some water to run off of it in the course of this hour. So hopefully next hour I have a seat.
You know, every year this festival has rain. Now, normally it's not this bad, but in 2018, it started like this. 2018, I broadcast same spot with the late Charlie Evers, and I got all set up over here, and it was a torrential downpour as soon as I got set up. And then through all of the rain and the torrential downpour, I looked across. There wasn't even a Wendy's here back then. They had not built it yet. I looked across, and there came a man with an umbrella, and it was Charlie coming over here to do the broadcast. So this is certainly something we are all used to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's rained all but one of the years that we've been here. So, tradition, I suppose.
Now, what I'm going to do right now is we're going to test this out, because actually, for the first time ever, we're working off a new miking system over here. We got a whole new remote system after we did the Marion County Fair. So what I'm going to do, the mic is close to my face, and just to make sure this is working properly, I'm going to hold the mic close to my mouth, and then I'm going to hold it away, and I'm going to have Matt do the same to see if we are actually picking up on the mics. So this is the mic close to my face. This is away from my face, near the rain.
Very nice. Well, this is close to my face.
This is towards the rain.
So after we get the delay out of that, Sean will be able to tell us if we're picking up on the mics. And God, let's hope we are. So you can hear close and away? Perfect. And we sound good? All right. And by the way, anybody back in Marion this morning who might be inside, which is where, you know, normal people are on a day like today, how do we sound over here live from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival?
You know, I don't mind the rain.
We can send us a message on Facebook.
The rain's the rain's nice. It gives good ambiance. Now, I don't know about being out and broadcasting in the rain. That's rough. I mean, we're under an awning, so I guess it's not that bad right now. But, I like to sit outside, like on the porch and read in the rain.
Well, yeah, that's fine when you're on a porch. But we are just under, like, a little drop here of a building. But that's okay. You know, here we are. And like I say, this is the eighth year we've done this. You can hit me up on Facebook, by the way. I do have access to that. And there is a picture of what it looks like at the Bratwurst Festival right now on the WGH page and on my personal Facebook page. So you can see the view that we have right now here in Bucyrus, Ohio. And it is something to be sure. From Mary out there, Mary says we're coming in strong. Now, Mary, can you hear Matt strong? Because he's got a little weaker voice than I got. So can you hear Matt just as good as you can hear me? That's the important thing. And could you hear the mics when we were holding them back and forth? See, this is Renegade Broadcasting. We're doing mic checks right on the air here this morning.
Well, that's good. I mean, you got to get them out somehow, you know.
Now, I should mention the Bratwurst Festival, and I'll take my hat off to them. They have got big top drawer entertainment tonight. The Kentucky Headhunters will be on the main stage, which is just probably maybe 100 feet from us. They'll be on the main stage tonight at 9 p.m. The Kentucky Headhunters, who this year have been around 40 years, started in 1986.
What's their best song?
Oh, I'll tell you. Mary's sending us a message here. By the way, who else is out there this morning listening? Send us a message. Let us know how we're sounding. We're about to get the full-blown review here, I guess, from Mary this morning. Kentucky Headhunters' famous song. Do you know what it is, Sean? You don't know their famous song? Dumas Walker.
I might know it, maybe.
Oh, Dumas Walker is a very famous song. And their video of Dumas Walker, I believe, went to number one at one point.
Well, that's good. You know, I do know of the Kentucky Headhunters, but I couldn't tell you any of the songs they make. I'm sure I know at least one.
Well, they'll be live down on the stage at 9 p.m. Now, a queen is about to come by. So just say, could you and the other queens come down? Make that connect. These people are nice in Bucyrus. The Bucyrus folk are very nice over here, and we always appreciate that. In Bucyrus, Ohio. So Matt's going to line up, hopefully, the queens for us later on, and we'll be glad of that, to have the queens come down here later on and do a little bit of broadcasting with us. So you got to stay tuned. And hopefully, later on, we're going to be joined by our accordion music. It is going to be something, and we're going to have other special guests along the way as well. Okay, let's see here. Mary says, close to Mike is good, farther away, not so good. Matt is also coming in strong, so on all accounts, we're doing very well here this morning at the Bratwurst Festival. Well, we will try to hold the mics close to our face for everybody who's out there in the listening audience. Now, the queens over here in Bucyrus are always fascinating because they wear dirndls over here in Bucyrus. Now, I was introduced to the dirndl 8 years ago, and it was quite amazing, and it is always quite amazing, but I will say, this is the wettest festival in Ohio, always is. Every year we get a little bit of rain, but also the kindest people every year, and we'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, I hope this is not a change. I hope this is a good interaction we had to kick off the morning here, Matt.
Yeah, good interaction. I asked them if they'd be able to come down, and they, you know, said yeah. And I was like, oh, cool, thank you. And then I was like, well, I mean, that wasn't a whole lot of information. So I asked them, like, closer to, like, what time. They said they have pictures soon. They said that around noonish they should be able to come down.
All right. So we should see the queens here around noonish, and I believe we will probably see the accordion players somewhere, hopefully, in the 10, 11 o'clock area. And we may have a very, very, very special guest coming up before the morning's over. So we're not going to tell you about that. You just got to stay tuned to see if that happens, because it also could not happen. And so there's that. Now, let's see here. From Mary out there this morning. Now, I'm not sure what this meant. Farther, not father. Yeah, well, we're both sounding good, but just not when the mics are farther away. Now, can you hear? Now, for all of you out there listening this morning, can you hear the rain in Bucyrus? I don't know if you can hear it in the background. Now, I am going to hold the mic away from my face now. But tell me if you can hear the rain. I don't know. Could anybody hear the rain there? I hope they could. What? That was a fascinating moment in radio where we were all listening to the rain in Bucyrus. Boy, oh boy. I'll tell you, if we don't win some Marconi Awards for this, I just don't. There's nothing fair. There's no justice in the world if there's no Marconi Awards won for this broadcast. All right, Matt, I'm going to fool with something here. So tell your memories. This is your fourth broadcast from the Bratwurst Festival with us, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. No, I mean, I like the Bratwurst Festival. There's you know, we're in the same spot every year, which is pretty convenient. We're right across from a Wendy's, which you know makes it easy to get drinks. But besides that, I mean, you know, the Bratwurst Festival is always very clean. I mean, we had a whole little bit about that, I think, either last year or the year prior. But no, the Bratwurst Festival is very clean, and Obviously, the bratwursts here are good. I get a bratwurst every year. Last year, I had... I think Carly's bratwursts are better, personally. But last year, I went to Schmitz to get a jumbo cream puff. Never had a cream puff, so I figured I'd give one of those a try. They're okay. I probably wouldn't buy one again. But just very sweet. But, you know, it has changed a little this year. Usually, Carly's, like, right behind us, but now it's a snowy shaved ice thing. But, I don't know. I mean, I think the Bratwurst Festival is always fun. We always get, you know, Buckeye Guy's here sometimes, not always, but he's sometimes here, so we get him. We've gotten Ohio State players in the past. We've gotten the Queens.
Yeah, is our power strip on? I was just wondering about that.
It is now.
Well, see, that could be why we were not getting any power over here. I'll go back to working on this now. Now, this might be a little easier.
Well, I don't know. I never turn off my power strip, so I never think to look if it's turned off or on. But, yeah, I mean, we get the queen. They're called queens, right? They're queens, yeah. There's actually the pictures of the queens right behind us. The one I was talking to is, I think, directly behind me. But, nonetheless, you know, the Bowers Festival always is nice. Later in the day when there's people walking up and down, and you can, you know, I don't know, there just tends to be more going on. Also, we've done the evening broadcast in the here in the past, and the we're close enough to the stage where we can pretty much hear all the songs, which I think is interesting. I don't know if the game plan is to do the broadcast here this year in the evening or not, but I suppose we'll find out sometime today. But I don't know. Like I said, they changed the layout of the Bratwurst Festival a little bit, but not too bad. It's roughly the same thing. I figure that Carly's is going to be over there, but maybe not. But nonetheless,
we'll see how all that slides around here as the day goes along.
Slides around.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll work on this power thing as the day goes along here. But now, 59th annual Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Now, here's an interesting thing.
Find somebody who had been to all of the Bratwurst Festivals.
Well, they'd be getting pretty long in the tooth now. But
yeah, no, 59's not old.
Well, it's interesting to me that this is, till 1968, this was known as Colonel Crawford Days. Then they changed it to the Bratwurst Festival after many years being known as Colonel Crawford Days.
Why?
I don't know. I went here in 68.
Fair enough.
Now, if we can find somebody from 1968, maybe we could ask them. Now, are you sure our power's on?
Yeah. It was off. I turned it on.
Really?
Yep. It's on.
Flip it back and forth real quick one way. Okay. And we're definitely plugged in over there.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's hope we get power as the day goes along here. We're fully charged, so it's okay. Tell people what you see right now here.
Right now, it's there's some rain falling and some puddles on the ground. But besides that, there's a lot of food trucks or tents, depending on you know which way you're looking. But there's nobody here right now. It's kind of empty, and I don't even see anybody setting up their food booths yet. So, you know, I think that's rather interesting. I don't know what time it is, but probably pretty close to like 8:30 ish. I don't know. So I figure that they'd be getting things set up, but I guess not.
Yes, it is 8:30, and I believe our power just came on, so now I'm feeling a little more confident. Okay, as long as nobody touches any cords now, we should be just fine. You know, we have a weird connection on our computer. I don't know what that's all about. It's very strange. As I was messing with it there, it wouldn't come on, but as soon as I stopped touching it, it did come on. Go figure that.
Can you not charge this with a Type-C right there?
Well, yeah, we talked about that the other day, but you said you did not have a Type-C charger.
I mean, I have a Type-C charger, but it's not a laptop charger.
Well, I don't think it has to be a specifically laptop charger, because that's just a C port on this laptop.
Yeah, but like, You know, it's got to go through, like, the power box.
No, no,
it
I don't
think... It just charges a lot faster. Yeah,
I don't think it has to go through the power box.
No, I mean, it doesn't have to.
No. So, well, if we get dangerous later on, do you get your charger in your car?
I think so.
All right, well, there we go. Now, so if everything else goes dead today, we'll be safe. But we'll be here through at least 1 o'clock this afternoon. We will have accordion music. I can't imagine we wouldn't. I think the rain has stopped. It is wet, though. I will tell you that. It is wet. There are puddles in the street. It's a wonderful, wonderful, cool morning here in Bucky Russ, Ohio. But it is wet. I'll tell you that. Now, this year, something new I've never seen before. They got rid of the cardboard trash cans, and there are Rumkey plastic, like you would have at your home, set out by the side of the road. There are Rumkey trash cans. All over plastic. You know, that's high end. See, no more, they said, no more cardboard for us in Bucyrus. We're going high end. We're going with Rumkey.
Maybe they asked Rumkey to, like, sponsor the Bratwurst Festival, and in exchange, all they really wanted was some dumpsters. Or trash cans, I guess. They're not dumpsters.
Now, Phil out there listening this morning says, wouldn't have been a good day to be late. That you met, you were on time.
Yeah, I was about to say I was on time.
You were when we're in Bucyrus in the middle of a rainstorm, you're on time. But in the studio back there at home, that's when you're a little bit late. Let's see, also from Phil out here this morning. Yes, a laptop can sometimes be charged or powered with a phone charger, but only if your laptop has a USB-C port, which ours does. That supports USB power delivery. And if the phone charger outputs enough outage... Well, I think it would keep it on, I guess is the point.
I'm going to get you a Type-C laptop charger for Christmas.
Well, I don't know that I'll need it then.
Well, you could just wait it out. I mean, that's what I did. My shoes were falling apart last year, but I knew my parents were getting me shoes for Christmas.
So you waited it out.
Yep, so I just waited it out.
You know it's August, don't you?
Yeah.
The fruitcake toss will have already happened.
I was waiting it out since August of last year, my shoes. The soles were falling off.
The little brown jug would have already happened. All those things which we need... communication, but we'll have it when we're done with the communication. Then in January, when we don't do anything, then we'll have it.
We'll have it for next year.
Oh, that's good. By the time we get back next year. Not like these are real high-dollar items. That would really break the bank. But we are... Hey, the rain has stopped. I don't even hear a trickling of rain at this particular point. And we're very glad to be over here. Now, you can communicate with us via the internet. Say hello. I got to ask you current event-wise here, Matt, because we'll have some guests, and later on we'll get into the full swing of the Bratwurst Festival. I have not had a chance to talk to you since Monday when the big news in Marion happened. City Council voted on Monday night to ban flock cameras in the city of Marion. 5-4 was the vote. Holy mackerel, this got people enraged and also happy in a way. Will the mayor veto it? We don't know. Did my first interview with Mayor Bill Collins on Monday night. What do you think of what happened with the flock cameras?
I'm glad the flock cameras got banned, but you know, I am surprised that the legislation passed. I mean, I'm no Nancy Pelosi as far as the vote counting goes, but as far as my vote count went, I had 3-6, so I did not think it was going to fall. Sorry, I did not think it was going to go. I thought it was going to fall. But I guess, you know, somewhere along the line, they picked up two votes, and they managed to get it done. But I do, I am not a fan of them passing the legislation. Let me rephrase. I do like the legislation being passed. I'm glad the flock cameras are going to be gone. But I think that they should have waited for, you know, the three reading. I mean, I guess they had a lot of readings in committee, but I figure that you know, letting it read in full council, especially after amending it, I think that would have just been more, I don't know. It would have just worked better, potentially.
Well, that's where a lot of the confusion came from, was Thad Smith gave a speech at the beginning of the whole first reading of the flock camera legislation, and said, I expect this to go three readings. We want to hear input from the citizens of Marion, and so on and so forth. But I hope that the constituents listen to the citizens of Marion And then Aaron Rollins suspended the rules after he made a couple of amendments, and Thad seconded it and voted for it. Which is why we got the statement from Thad on why he did that. That he didn't necessarily want it to go three readings, but he thought it would. But if somebody was going to suspend the legislation, he certainly was not going to hold it up because it was his legislation, and he felt it had been talked to death.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it had been talked a lot about in committee, but I think that putting it to discussion in full council is I don't know. I think that they should have just waited for the three readings. That way, you know. I mean, I don't know. There were definitely people there who were in fan of Flock. I mean, why don't they gather up some groups of people to come speak in on behalf of Flock, and then you have a reason to do more meetings. I mean, there's, I don't know. It just didn't seem like there was a one-sided conversation at the council.
Well, it all comes down to a veto now. Will Mayor Collins veto the legislation?
I would think so, if I had to guess. I mean, you know, he's a former police chief. I mean, I'm sure he's a big supporter of the police. I would see him, you know, I mean, the Flock cameras are, like him or dislike him, useful tools for the police. So...
Well, when I asked him, he said that this may be one of my first ones.
It wouldn't surprise me. It would be more surprising if he didn't, I think.
Do you think people are angry at the mayor over this for the reason that they know they don't have the 7 votes to overturn a mayoral veto, and they know that if he vetoes this will be the end of this legislation?
Well, I mean, I think that's the mayor's prerogative. I mean,
Well, this is what the question has been all week. Okay, the idea... See, I don't understand this, and this is what I got into the other morning. Everybody says if the mayor vetoes this, he's going against the will of the people. First of all, it was a 5-4 vote. It can't get any closer than that. And number two, the whole point of a veto is for the mayor to stop legislation that he doesn't feel is good legislation. If he thought it was good legislation, you would not need a veto. So if that legislation had failed, there's no reason for a veto. So to say that he's against the will of the people, that statement's a little faulty to me. That's the whole point of a mayoral veto.
Yeah, I wouldn't go as far as to say he's against the people. I think it's more, I mean, if anything, I think it's more, I mean, he's a former police officer. I'm sure he supports the police. The Flock cameras are useful to the police. I mean, I think that's, you know, as far as it goes.
Now, a new development as of yesterday, the local FOP, the Steve Young Memorial Lodge, whose president is Kevin Davidson, just to be transparent, county commissioner, former police officer. Now, they have said they are very disappointed that this legislation passed.
The FOP?
And they urge, the local FOP, and they urge the mayor to veto it. And boy, that brought up a lot of ugly conversation on their website.
I mean, I don't know what you thought the FOP was going to do. I mean, I didn't think they were going to be happy about it. I mean, the police are in favor of policing measures. So, I mean, I don't know that it'll, you know, do anything, I suppose. But, I mean, it, like I said, it wouldn't surprise me should the legislation get vetoed. I mean, the mayor himself even, you know, like you mentioned, he said that this might be one of my first ones.
But it always seems like people are shocked when somebody says something, you know, when like the FOP was going to endorse it.
Yeah,
I mean that's a little shocking to me.
I'm not quite sure why that is, but I guess when you believe or when you believe something so adamantly, I suppose that anybody saying something to the contrary is maybe shocking to you.
Well, so how soon do you think we're going to hear from Mayor Collins? I think he said he was going to take the weekend or a week or something like that. I think we might hear something Monday night at the city council meeting.
Well, he's got, you know, at this point, like 24, 23 days, something like that. I don't remember. He has 30 days from the passage of the legislation, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because it wouldn't be 60, I don't think. So, I mean, I'm sure that, I mean, he's got time to think. Yeah.
Now, Dan Clark was the one who changed his vote. Who would have thought that?
Well, Well, I don't. I mean, to my understanding, it was a lot of public comment, I guess, on Dan Clark's behalf. But I don't know how. Missed the meeting.
I don't know. He felt. I think he said he got over 200 emails, of which over 90% were against the flock cameras, and that's why he made the decision he made.
I don't know who Mayor Collins has talked to, but I mean, you know, according to him, he's talked to people who are like 9-1 in favor of the flock camera.
Why do you think the mayor is taking some undue heat on this? I mean, people want to bombard him with emails. People want to bombard him with phone calls. To be honest with you, that's fine, and I'm not saying that shouldn't happen. But ultimately, this is a mayor's prerogative to make this decision.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, I guess that if you really don't want him to veto it, the best thing you can do is to reach out to him and give him your, not grievances, but, you know, let him know that you are in favor of the passage of the legislation. And I think that besides that, I mean, you know, if he vetoes it, he vetoes it. Like you said, I mean, that's his prerogative.
I don't know. I just think the whole thing's a little strange. From another one of our listeners out there this morning, what confuses me is I thought that the sheriff said that the city would lose the cameras anyway, after the grant runs out and the city can't pay. And that is true.
Yeah.
The sheriff did say that on my show last week, that these things have less than a year to go anyway because the funding's going to run out. And he doesn't foresee funding being able to be obtained for next June.
No, I don't know if you know the answer. I was just curious. What do they do with the flock cameras when you don't pay the thing? Do they just, like, leave them there? Do they come and, like, take them? Like, what do they do with the flock cameras?
I believe they're leased.
So they just come back and grab them?
Yeah. You know what I find to be a major story in this whole thing is that clearly the sheriff was in support of the flock cameras, and he let everybody know. Clearly the police chief was. He let everybody know. Clearly the mayor was. He let everybody know. And the county prosecutor, Grogan, has been releasing press releases left, right, and sideways recently about how flock cameras helped him solve cases. All that was done, no doubt, to try to let people know that the flock cameras are helpful in solving crimes. Yet, they couldn't even get a majority of city council to vote with the mayor, the sheriff, the police chief, and the prosecutor. Now, this tells me something about their waning popularity.
Well, I don't know that I would say that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they still, you know, I mean, the vote ended up being 5-4, so it just barely passed. Now, I don't know if the other four, if their influence, whatever, had any sway over the vote of the council. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that you can still be, you know, influential, or, you know, and, you know, people just, I mean, you can still have unpopular opinions. I mean, maybe it is just the popular opinion that the flock cameras are bad. So.
Well, no, but usually when people of that nature, especially five people of that nature, step up to the plate and say, listen, these are good things, and they get some kind of a... following, and this was a city council vote. It's not like it was a popular vote.
I think the best thing that was done to try to sway people on the side of the flock cameras is when the police chief stood up and said that you know, if you wanted to look at the flock system, you could do that, and they would show you the flock system to show you, you know, how it works and operates and whatnot. I think that was I mean, I don't know how many people took him up on the offer, but I would assume that.
Oh no, you're fine. You're fine. Thank you.
But I would assume that. I don't know.
Well, I just think it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I think the rain has stopped. That's nice.
It is nice.
It is nice, but it's a nice, cool morning. I like this. Now, during last year's festival, it was something well over 90 degrees. Thank you, sir. Thank you. But over 90 degrees last year here, so this is actually a little cooler. I like this. I can deal with this.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I don't mind the wet, but I like I like it to not be hot.
And I will say it again: the people of Bucyrus The people who run this festival are the nicest, most on top of it people we deal with all year round. Plain and simple.
I think so, yeah. I mean, for
the 8 years we've done this. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime I've went in there and asked them questions, they've done whatever they can to help me.
Absolutely. So we always appreciate the people here of the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, and we also appreciate the people over at Wendy's who help us during our broadcast, so we thank them as well. They're right across the street.
Yes, the Wendy's is nice.
It is weird to think that the first time we broadcast from over here, 2018, that was not there. That was, I think they had just torn down what was there before, and they were getting ready to build that.
So what, that thing came up 2019?
Probably. I don't know if it, well, yeah, it was, I'm going to say it was there in 2019, but I know it was not there in 2018.
Well, that's nice, yeah. I guess.
So I guess during the break here, we've got our table now, so we will do a little bit of a shuffle, moving things around during the break and hoping the power doesn't cut in that. But you know what? That's the way it goes. But the rain has stopped. That is a note here from beautiful Bucyrus, Ohio. 59th annual, Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. And we're all happy about that. Now, we're sitting right across from Schmitz here, as we are every year. Bratwurst, Bahama Mama's, Jumbo Hot Dogs, and the Jumbo Cream Puff, which is always a favorite.
The cream puffs are, I don't know, overrated in my opinion.
Oh, no. Have you ever ate a cream puff?
Yeah.
Oh, they're very, very good.
With Mary Ellen last year.
Oh, that's right. Well, they're very, very good. The cream puffs are very, 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 very good.
I don't know. I'm not big on the cream puffs. Okay.
I've never known anybody who didn't like a cream puff.
Bratwursts are pretty good. Now, I could get behind one of those bratwursts.
Now, what's the proper way to eat a bratwurst?
I put sauerkraut, onions, and mustard on it.
Close. it's sauerkraut, yep. Mustard, Worcestershire sauce. Yep. But that's how it's done.
All right, I'll have to keep that in mind.
That's awesome. And by the way, we learned from Carly's year one, the famous bratwurst people here in Bucyrus, that the beer does not change the taste of the bratwurst at all. And their famous slogan down there is "Drink the beer, eat the bratwurst."
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. So there you are. Can we tell who these queens are? We see their pictures here in the window, but I'm not sure if there's any names. Are there?
I do not see any names, no.
Good-looking bunch. Looks like Frank LaRose sent something from the state of Ohio over here.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's nice. You know, for years, this festival did not allow politicians in the parade or anything.
I think not allowing politicians in the parade is okay, I guess. But I think disallowing politicians as a whole is rough.
Well, I don't know if as a whole they kept them out, but I certainly do know that...
I assume that they like let the local people, local politicians in, you know.
I mean, if a politician wanted to walk up and down the midway, it might not have been a problem.
So it was more like they asked you to not come?
Not enter the parade, I think was the point.
Oh, so it's just the parade?
Yeah, I mean, it was just the parades in those days.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I think it's I think it'd be all right if it was like that now still.
Well, I'm sure some people would feel that way, yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably the case. Now, what's your favorite side with a bratwurst?
My favorite side?
Like if you were going to have something else on the plate.
Oh, I see. I was like, dude, what do you mean?
Yeah, favorite side.
I don't know. I mean, baked beans maybe. We usually have bratwurst at like cookouts and whatnot. We would have like baked beans or like cheesy potatoes or something like that. But I don't know. Bratwurst.
Fries?
I don't know. Fries go with hamburgers.
chips?
Chips, I guess, could.
Well, I do want to let everybody know WGH Talk is broadcasting live here from Bucyrus, Ohio, the 59th annual Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. We're all glad to be here. We'll be here through 1 o'clock this afternoon. We got a lot of great guests coming along the course of this broadcast today, and you'll have to stick with us.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly right. Because we are live, we are here, and this is our 8th year of doing this from Bucyrus on the Friday of the Bratwurst Festival.
8 of
8, yeah. Well, again, I think it's 7 because there was no festival in 2020. But, yeah, we started in 2018, and I believe we've done every one since. Now, it is 51 minutes past the hour, so we'll be coming up on a break here. We are going to take the breaks as we normally do, so stick with us through that. But other than that, everything is just hopping here in Bucyrus, Ohio, and that is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be good once the Bratwurst Festival gets up and rolling. But I mean, even now, it feels nice outside, so I'll take it.
Well, the rain has calmed down. The air is very nice right now. It's a very nice breeze out here right now. We're all here. We're all set up. Everything's calm. That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got the Queens coming down, hopefully somewhere around 12:15.
So I've been told.
If they come at 12, they're going to have to stand there for like 15 minutes and wait till the top of the hour is over.
Well, they said they'll be here at like 12, so maybe. Give or take, like, 10 minutes.
Well, we'll see how that all shakes out as time goes along. And again, we cannot wait for that beautiful accordion music.
Oh, yeah. I think the polka music is a, you know, I don't know. I think it just fits the vibe of the Bratwurst Festival.
Well, and I believe that's Wayne Gullub and Anthony Kolker.
Yeah.
Who have been with us every year, more or less, of the Bratwurst Festival. Now, Ken and Mary used to do the Bratwurst Festival years ago, but Ken has went on to his reward, and I think Mary is doing something different now.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, we all got to go sometime.
Yeah, I guess.
That's just the way it goes. And Brody, the official mascot of the Bratwurst Festival, who knows where Brody is?
Do they have him walking around?
Well, normally, yes. And we just spent some time with Poppy not too long ago.
Yes, that's right.
So that's good.
You know, that was interesting.
That was our big Night of a Thousand Stars event just a couple weeks ago.
I think that was a...
busy day, but I thought a lot of fun.
I thought it was fun.
And again, tonight here, the big entertainment at the Bratwurst Festival, 9 p.m., will be the Kentucky Headhunters. 40 years of great music. Big song, Dumas Walker.
I'll have to listen to the Kentucky.
I can't believe you've never heard Dumas Walker.
I might have heard it. It's not a name that I, recognize. One second, gotta.
All right, we're gonna see about Dumas Walker here momentarily.
Oh, it's like going down the Dumas Walker.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
They'll be live here tonight at 9 p.m. down on the big stage.
It's loading. There we go.
Yeah, we don't want any ads.
I think it's still loading.
Still.
Oh, I'm connected to some free Wi-Fi. That'll probably do it.
There you go. I hope that's picking up at home. Let's all go down the Dumas Walker. Let's all go down the Dumas Walker. We'll get a small burger fries and a bottle of ski. Bring it on out to my baby and me. Yeah, we're headed to the drive-in on a Saturday night. Just me.
me.
Dumas Walker, the Kentucky Headhunters, who will be here live tonight at the 59th Annual Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival at 9 p.m. down on the main stage. See, that'll be big for people when that song plays.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
When did they come out?
1986. This is their 40th year.
Yeah, sounds about right. I figured it'd be in the 80s.
Yeah, 86. I think all good music originated in the 80s.
I don't know about all, but there's definitely more. I think that there's better music from the 80s and 90s than there are. I don't know. I guess you could go early 2000s, but once you get past the early 2000s, it's downhill.
Gets a little rough.
Yeah.
The early 2000s was a good time for music. I'll say that. I think the greatest times for music were probably the 1980s. It had its own sound. I think the late 90s came in, and that spilled over into the early 2000s. And then something happened. In the last 20 years, we've been in a funk.
Yep. I think that's probably the...
It's the Taylor Swift era.
Oh. See, I think she...
Doesn't she have an album or a tour called that era?
I think it's a... I don't know if it's an album, but I know she's on the Eras Tour.
See, there you go.
Maybe the Eras Tour is over, but she was on the Eras Tour.
See, she understands eras. Well, I think we're coming up on a break here momentarily. 59 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time, and we are in downtown Bucyrus, Bucyrus, Ohio, for the 59th Annual Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. We've got all kinds of stuff coming up today. We'll be here through 1 o'clock this afternoon, so you don't want to switch that dial for love nor money, but we are having a tremendous time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been good, you know, thus far.
Good so far. The rain has stopped. We are completely set up. And this is going to be a big day. 59th Annual Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, WGH Talk Radio on the scene. Matt Morgan and myself, and we're going to step out for this short break, but come back from Bucyrus
right
after this.
You're listening to The Talking Place.